Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Today, I'd like to give you a slightly different type of a program in our Standing Watch series. I'd like to talk about the glory of God in our time. The Bible tells you that God has created the universe, that He knows all the stars and the planets, the names of those. And we also read that Jesus Christ is sustaining the universe by the power of His Word. In this regard, I'd like to read to you an article which was published by Daily Mail on April 5. It says, "When you look up at the stars, you are looking at suns from other solar systems, most of which have their own set of planets orbiting around them. The most distant stars are located billions of light years away, meaning the light from them has been traveling for billions of years to reach our eyes. So when we see a star in the sky, we are actually seeing a snapshot of what it looked like thousands of years ago, not how it is now. Essentially, by looking up at the stars, we are transporting ourselves thousands of years into the distant past. And it may seem unbelievable, but because a star's light has been traveling for such a long time, by the time it reaches us, that star might not even exist anymore. Astronomers estimate that the universe could contain up to 1 septillion stars. This is a 1 followed by 24 zeros. Our Milky Way alone contains more than 100 billion stars, including our Sun. I'm talking about stars, not just planets. As an example, a bright star called Deneb is an estimated 2,600 light years away, meaning its light has traveled for 2,600 years to reach us. When light from Deneb started its journey, it was the 6th century BC, around the same time the Roman monarchy was overthrown and the Hanging Gardens of Babylon were built. Another star system visible to the naked eye, Eta Carinae, is 7,500 light years away. Arendelle, the farthest star ever detected, is 28 billion light years away. Arendelle is surely long gone because a star's typical lifetime is much less than this. Do you see the glory of God who has created all these stars, who is sustaining the universe by His great power? David looked up at the stars. And he said, "What's man that you are mindful of him? When I look the glory of all these stars you have created." Now there is a purpose for the creation of man. And God tells you why He has created you and me. What the purpose is. But looking at the stars, you can see the magnificent glory of God. And that brings me to the next subject in this program today, showing again how the glory of God is manifesting Himself today in the pages of your Bible and in the prophecies which He has written down and had them written down thousands of years ago, which are being fulfilled now. I'm talking about robots. Now you might say, what do robots have to do with anything? Well, just wait and see. Here's an article by Archive Today, dated April 4. Artificial intelligence is already driving cars, writing essays, and even writing computer code. Now humanoids, machines built to look like humans and powered by AI, are poised to move into our homes. Indy 100 wrote on April 2, Elon Musk thinks robots could soon outnumber humans. He is planning to produce 10,000 humanoid robots by the end of 2025. Long term, I think there will be more. the ratio of humanoid robots will be more than 1-to-1. There might be 2 humanoid robots or more, maybe 10 for every 1 human, Musk said in a video confirming their mass production would be coming. Which means there will be well in excess of 10 billion humanoid robots. Optimus, a humanoid Musk began building in 2021, is described as a general-purpose robotic assistant designed to perform tasks that are repetitive, dangerous, or undesirable for humans. Powered by advanced AI, it can walk, climb stairs, lift and carry objects, as well as manipulate items autonomously. Everything we have developed for our cars applies to a humanoid robot, Musk said. And we know that China has been working on these robots for a long time, and we don't know how many robots they have already produced. Now, certainly, the military will be very much interested in having humanoid robots at their disposal, which carry out tasks which are dangerous and undesirable for humans. And that brings in mind a very interesting prophecy in the book of Revelation. Because there we read that there are going to be 200 million of the army of the horsemen attacking from the Far East. And that's going to happen in the not-too-distant future. And commentaries have been saying, and they have been saying this for a long time, that the riders on these horses are not merely human hosts. Think in terms of robots, for instance. You see, the Bible tells you that this is going to happen. And the mighty God, whose glory can be seen in the heavens, is telling you, you can know these things. We have prepared a free booklet, which is titled Middle Eastern and African Nations in Bible Prophecy, because as God has created the universe, he has told you what is going to happen in these end times just prior to Christ's return. And we are trying to tell you in this free booklet what is going to happen in the not-too-distant future. So please ask for a free copy. I thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Bush Program.